Welcome to the 69th episode of the Farmtastic Logcast. It's me, your host Queen Log Farm. Let me tell you an interesting encounter I had. I was shopping and when I left the store, I saw a man who stepped out of his car and parked it by pressing one button on his keys. The car parked perfectly on its own. I was so fascinated and I looked up how that worked. And the answer I found was artificial intelligence. So I asked myself, what is AI? How does it work, and where can I find it? To answer those and other questions, I invited two experts. The first is Tristan Scholz. He is a professor at the MIT and is specialized in AI. Our second guest is Alex Scholz, who is a successful businessman. His company produces house and garden devices. Thank you for being here today.
Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
So, Professor Scholz, could you give us an explanation of what AI is and how it works?
So, what an AI does is basically it's trying to mimic and execute tasks like a human would do. But in the first place, that's a pretty big problem, because obviously, humans are born with the ability to make decisions based on their experience and their knowledge. They can feel emotions and think logically. A robot can't do all of these things, but it has to learn them. The resource that a machine needs most for learning is data. Actually, pretty huge amounts of data. Let's say you want to program an AI that's able to recognize objects in images. For example, cars. In order to do it, you need to feed the machine with images, while you always tell the machine for every single one if there's actually a car in the image or not. The AI now does what machines are very good at. It tries to analyze images, and finding patterns in the data and similarities to draw predictions for the next image. So, for example, the machine will find out that most of the images contain some kind of dark circle with lines in it. Every human would recognize these as a tire and rims of the car, but a machine has to learn it itself.
But isn't that method kind of unreliable? I mean, not everything with wheels is a car. How can a specific machine spot the difference between a car and a bicycle?
That's actually a very good point. Artificial intelligence gets smarter with every part of data you provide, and predictions will become more precise over time. An AI can only improve if you feed it with a big amount of data, and that's problematic, because it's not that easy to provide such a big amount of data all the time.
But image recognition is pretty boring in my opinion. Could you program a robot that can play computer games or something like that?
Yes, of course, but it's way, way more complicated than that. Image recognition is an example for weak AIs. The more futuristic and sci-fi-like robots you might know from movies are strong AIs. If you want a machine to play a computer game like Super Mario, you can use a special method called reinforcement learning, where the machine simply tries randomly executing possible actions in its environment. The programmer needs to reward the machine if it performs well. For example, if it picks up a coin or manages to jump over a turtle shell. These rewards are a kind of feedback to the AI and tell them if it has done the right thing, which helps for further decision making. There are lots of further learning methods like machine learning, deep learning, but I don't think we will have the time to explain them now. But only playing a single game doesn't exactly make an AI strong. Strong AIs that are able to think as humans and solve problems of various kinds haven't been developed yet.
Thanks for your explanation, Tristan. After we now know the theory behind AI, could you please explain us how AI affects our daily lives, Alex?
That's a good question, because AI is already omnipresent in our everyday life. It occurs mostly in algorithms, for example Netflix. They need the AI for their recommendations. They collect data from their users and feed an AI with it. The AI is then searching for patterns in what people with the same interests as you watch, and then Netflix can show you what you might like. Other examples are Siri, Alexa or the Google Assistant, who are collecting data and then find patterns to respond appropriate to the situation. But algorithms aren't the only field of application for AI. My company is producing household robots like lawnmowers and automatic vacuum cleaners to make the daily life easier.
That's very convenient, but I heard you have a new business idea. Would you mind telling us about that?
Thank you for asking, Locke. Of course I'll tell you about it. In the beginning you told us about a guy whose car parked itself. I think these autonomous cars open up completely new possibilities for us, and I would like to use them to get a new quality of life, so to speak. As you know, parcel delivery workers have a very demanding job and poor working conditions, but this can be avoided by using autonomous cars driving around with the packages in the future. Currently, some of my best employees working on this and develop safer and better cars. And a friend of mine who's sitting in Dubai with his company is already doing the exact same thing but with drones instead of cars. And yeah, I think this will be a big deal when we are ready and it will help many people.
That sounds pretty cool and advanced, but it's undeniable that there are negative sides of the AI. For example, the film I, Robot shows a world where robots even kill other humans because they think it's the right thing to do to protect humanity. Do you think such a future is realistic?
It's pretty hard to predict things like that, because you can't really tell how an AI will react to a certain event. In the learning process, the machine develops something that we call a neural network. It operates pretty much like a human brain, but it's so huge and complex that you can't really tell what's going on inside this kind of artificial mind. It's like a black box where you can't tell what's going on inside of it. You can only see the results. Therefore, you can't really tell what will happen next, but I think it's pretty important to keep an eye on the dangerous developments in the future.
That doesn't sound very optimistic. Alex, do you think it's better to support the progress, or is there a point where we should try stop developing AI further?
From my point of view as a businessman, progress is the most important thing, and so it should never be interrupted. Of course, and I can understand it, with every new invention comes the fear of being dangerous and getting misused, but I still think, especially with Rig AI like we use it in our lawnmowers and cars, there are hardly any dangers. Strong AI could become a problem in the future, but only if we as humanity are careless and overdo it. But I don't think that will happen, and I don't hope that will happen.
Thank you for all these insights and giving us a better understanding of AIs. Obviously, this was only an overview about AI. If you want us to cover a specific topic, for example how the AI in Alex's lawnmower works, be sure to give us a feedback on our site. With that being said, thank you, Alex and Tristan, for being here today, and see you in the next episode of the Fantastic Logcast.